News Talk's Executive Chair.
Thanks to Evershed Sutherland, Ireland's largest and most established global law firm, with full service teams for your legal and tax solutions.
And it's great to welcome to the Executive Chair, Conrad Dygan. He's the CEO of Shaws. You're very welcome to the programme, Conrad.
Thanks, Bobby. It's great to be here.
Now, let's go back to Clonisslea, Leash Offaly border. Bring us back to the early days. You worked in your uncle's convenience store, I believe, over in Bournemouth, part-time job in Marks. Tell us about the early days of Conrad Dygan.
Yeah, so as you said, grew up in Clonisslea, worked on our farm at home, moved over to the UK to study after doing the Leaving Cert, and worked in my uncle's convenience store, took on a part-time job in Marks and Spencer, ended up in M&S for 25 years. So yeah, that's where retail started for me.
Tell us a little bit about M&S. Conrad, particularly in those days, my own wife worked there, and I know a little bit about the culture of the company. But it really is a great, and your testament to this, a great breeding ground for somebody with ambition, somebody who wanted to get on within the business.
Yeah,
you are certainly testament to that.
Listen, the M&S have a great reputation for developing people and growing people, investing in their people. And certainly that was my experience, Bobby. Also, great experience, obviously, in retail, and a real passion around quality and customer service. So I certainly would have learned lots around treating the customer, that focus on the customer, and really listening hard to the customer.
And when you started there as a young fella on a part-time basis, was there somebody there that spotted maybe a spark, or that, you know, that you were somebody that might have potential to go the distance within the business?
Yeah, probably difficult for me to say now, but probably yes. I mean, I started off very much at shop floor level. I collected the shopping trolleys around Ealing Broadway and Hammersmith when I started as I was studying at the time. But yeah, very quickly joined some of the management development programs. So there were opportunities at all levels in the business to grow your skill set and to, I suppose, you know, just develop your retail skills. So yes, I would say there were people looking at the potential, and yeah, I was fortunate to be involved at that time.
And you ended up in the UK as head of store presentation and in-store marketing. So.
Yeah, so I did kind of 12 years across different stores in Greater London. My first store management job was in Wembley. I worked in Putney, Brixton. I was in Oxford Street, Brent Cross. So I worked across a dozen stores. So I got great experience. Came back to Ireland. Actually, that position working in foods, I commuted back from Ireland after returning with M&S to Ireland. An opportunity came up to work in the food group, and that was really a real grow up moment for me, getting into head office, seeing how it all worked in Paddington, working with the various functions in M&S. And listen, M&S food, as you know, is iconic and a great place to work, really.
Yeah. Then after doing your time, as you say, 20 odd years all up in M&S, you found a role as director of retail operations and customer service with Primark. Another, you know, they often say, Conrad, it's about the places you work, not what you do. Would you subscribe to that theory in some ways?
Listen, I would say I was very fortunate, Bobby, another amazing retailer in Primark. And I joined in 2014, right at the kind of middle of when Primark were expanding globally. So I remember being part of the team looking at our US opportunity before we opened the first store in Boston. Similarly in Italy. And being honest, I just learned loads from
very
working
exciting
in Primark.
Stuff.
It was
to
really
be opening
exciting.
A brand like that in new geographies.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, right. Very exciting stuff.
America in particular, I had no previous experience in US retail, so that was really interesting to get an insight. And a very different company than M&S as well, you know, a different culture, you know, very fast paced, very, I suppose, aggressive commercially.
Yeah.
And learned loads in that environment as well, yeah.
Which brings us to Shaws, and you're the first non-family CEO of this business for 160 years. So
yes.
That's a title in itself. So CEO of Shaws. So all that experience built up in M&S, consolidated in Primark, Aaron Shaw's the lucky family to get you rocking up into their into their CEO role.
I think I feel lucky to join the business that's established so long, and that the team have the trust in me. But yeah, it is interesting. I mean, there's an awful lot of transferable skills clearly you learn in corporate retail that you can bring to a more local retailer, and Shaw's are famed for many years of offering that real personal service on the shop floor. And you know, I've really enjoyed learning about that, and hopefully bringing some of my experience from corporate retail to more local business.
Isn't it funny the way you can find your way back to Lee Shoffley, given that Shaw's started in the town of Mountmellick, as we said, in 1864.
So yeah, it's kind of full circle for me. Delighted to have this opportunity so close to home. I'm based in Kildare now for a while, but Portlaoise is, you know, very local, and local is a key part of the Shaw's business. We're based right around the country, less so in Dublin. So we're in Ballina, Castlebar, down to Tralee, across to Wexford, Waterford, up to Drogheda. So very much in those provincial towns
and
around
Ireland. And it's a model that suits that,
it absolutely it? Does. Yeah, yeah. Go back to our, you know, we're again, we've a really strong team of colleagues on the floor, many of whom have been with us for many, many years. We have colleagues with us up to 40 years, but many, you know, 20 years plus, and they build up this knowledge. And I suppose the secret sauce of Shaw's, Bobby, is that connection with the customer on the floor. So it's our colleagues getting to know that customer. It's us as a leadership team being on the floor in those local towns and evolving the retail mix and the retail proposition to meet the changing customer need.
I'm told that the slogan, the advertising slogan, almost nationwide, was conjured up by a man called Don O'Connell, a great marketing and advertising man back in the day. So it's still a really powerful statement, isn't it?
It is. It stood the test of time. Yeah. It served us in Shaw's very well. We'd like to think with our recently launched e-commerce platform that we are very much nationwide now. So we're serving customers right the way across the country. Our e-commerce site at shaws.ie is only 2 years old. So we're still in the infancy, but it's given us the chance to reach to the corners of Ireland, which perhaps we don't have a physical proposition at this stage.
So now that you're 2 years online, might we have to rethink that slogan? Because it's about conquering the world now than rather being almost nationwide.
I think I'll be back in touch with you, Bobby, looking for ideas. But yes, we need to move forward. Now, that said, we opened our 16th store last week only in Athlone in the Golden Island Centre. You know, a slightly different concept for us, really focused on the fashion brands, with, you know, led in with Mango and Esfera, two really strong Spanish brands, but with a mix of, you know, beauty such as, you know, Cash and Sculpt.
Yeah.
You know, so we've got really, really good mix for that customer.
So does the concession model fit into your into Shaw's then? So it's a so much home store, and then brands, as you mentioned there, in the likes of Golden Island, driven by concession income.
No, it is. It's a really interesting model. We've got a mix of concessions and of, I suppose, owned by product, including the brands that I've just mentioned there.
Right.
So compared to looking back to the other retailers I would have worked at, you know, it's a different challenge, but it also gives us different opportunities. And I suppose the beauty of Shaw's is being that one of the things I've seen is we've got that agility that perhaps in the likes of Marks and Spencers, you asked about the culture, you know, decision making takes a bit more time, but we're a smaller team, we're a flatter team. So when we learn something or we hear something back from the customers, there is that ability to act a bit quicker and respond to the changes that bit quicker.
Can I ask you as well, Conrad, about the challenges about coming in as a non-family CEO to what is like probably, you know, as family business as you can get, given that it's intergenerational, there are a lot of family members still working in the business. The skill set required there Talk to us a little bit about that.
So, yeah, as you said, I mean, it's fourth generation family now, and some of the family are still very actively involved in the business. I have to say, I have found it fairly seamless. We're lucky at Shaw's that we have a strong governance set up. So we've an independent chairman, we've independent non-execs. So I think that helped smooth the transition. And certainly so far for me, I found it very positive. And I think that's helped by the fact that the family are very focused on retail. They're very proud of the heritage, but they're also very mindful of the need for us to continue to evolve and move retail forward. And, you know, just retail is at the heart of the business, and customer is key to really everything we do, Bobby. Yeah.
Yeah. And I like the way, you know, a business such as Shaw's, they take their time about opening new sites. There's no great rush to open 20 sites next year. That isn't the ethos. Sure, it's not.
No. Listen,
it's a slow, steady build. It
served the business well, and over the years, you know, we own a lot of our property, so the business would have, you know, I suppose, bought a property in a location, you know, made that work for a number of years before moving forward and buying the next property and setting it up. So, yeah. Very much grounded in the local community, but a steady momentum moving forward. But again, as I said, we're excited now by the e-commerce and our recent opening, and hoping that we can continue to grow the business going forward.
All right. Well, you heard it here, folks. That's Conrad Dagan. He's the CEO of Shaw's. And we're not going to say almost nationwide because they are nationwide. So thanks for joining us, Conrad.
Thank you, Bobby.
And great to talk to you today.
News Talk's Executive Chair.
Thanks to Evershed Sutherland, Ireland's largest and most established global law firm, with full service teams for your legal and tax solutions.